this is Ian Griffin with another edition of Professionally Speaking and a ProTrack Profile. I'm here with Dan Moreo, who is a member of ProTrack for 2008. And we're in the month of July now, so we're more than halfway through the year. How's it going, Dan?
Excellent. Every session I walked away with more than I knew what to do with. So it's great.
Okay. And I understand now your niche or your specialty is around what's known as the Myers-Briggs Type Inventory. I've heard it described as MBTI. What's all that about?
Well, it started for me in education, starting to look at how different learners learn. And, of course, we were focused on students initially. But the more work we started doing is we recognized there's a certain impact that the teacher style has upon learning. And then we even took it a step further and we recognized administrator's type or style has an impact upon the organization. And what's interesting is move from working with teachers to students to actually working with organizations and organization development, looking at how style influences that and how we need to get focused on our purpose so that we're achieving the goals that we want.
And so how do you take that information or that insight that you've got to corporations and organizations? How are you developing that?
Well, what we do is we move into an organization and we start off by interviewing particularly the key players, those who are sponsoring this particular project. And then we move to a mode called appreciative inquiry. You know, what's working here? Yeah, and we don't look at what's not working so much. I mean, we get to that, but it's really what's working here and how can we build upon that. And then we start to look at this whole style piece. If you're the leader of this organization, you're the CEO of this organization, what style are you bringing? What style are your other components, your other managers bringing to this? And how is that impacting the purpose? Is everybody going for the same purpose? Or are we going at it different purposes, or are we going for the same purpose, but because of our style, we're approaching it differently? And this whole style thing then gets into how do we communicate? If you and I are of a different style, we may be saying the same thing, but because you're one style, I'm a different style, we feel like we're not connecting. So if I know about style, it's my responsibility to flex so that you and I are communicating.
So the end result of what you say, do you find that the end result is organizations become more effective, more flexible?
Flexible is a good term because it takes some real learning. I mean, here I am in my 50s, and I've really been ingrained in my style. So it's not always easy to be flexible or to recognize it, although I've been doing this work long enough that I certainly start to realize that sooner. But if you're working with some of these folks at the top levels, they're not seeing it. They see it as somebody else's problem. So it's a matter of convincing them you've got a responsibility here too.
Right. So how is speaking, how do you bring speaking into this? What's the involvement with the National Speakers Association helping with?
Well, what it's helping is actually getting me out on the road speaking about this. And it's introducing this whole concept. So often, it's interesting, even when I talk to some NSAers about doing style, they immediately go, oh yes, I'm auditory or I'm kinesthetic. That's not the style model we're looking at. And so the speaking is introducing the style through the presentation piece, giving a very simple overview, and people start to say, oh, I recognize that. Yeah, I do that, or I do this, and this and that. So it's really refocusing them on what style model we're talking about.
So you're using speaking presentations that you give as an entree to maybe a consulting engagement with an organization.
Yes, exactly. And so spend a lot of time consulting.
Yeah. You know, and well, so I know that's a very effective method, if you like, of growing the business. So how's ProTrack been so far? We've had, what, 7 or so meetings of the year, and what are you taking away from ProTrack?
Well, I'm taking a great deal away. I mean, not only have all our presenters been exceptional and have given us a variety of resources, but it's a matter of now recognizing what I need to do to get myself out there much more. I realize that I've really shortchanged myself by not doing a lot of things. Like today's presentation, there's so many ways I've got to get the website built. Mm-hmm. And now I know what to do to get people to come to the website. You know, I've been speaking for 20-something years, not through the National Speakers Association, but one of the other sessions, brought us through, you know, how we stand, how we speak, and all this. And I learned so much from that, of things I wasn't doing, things I needed to add, and what have you. So every session, I'm walking away with some significant knowledge.
Thanks, Dan.
Thank you.